Yes, it's opening day. No, we're not doing a lot of conversation. I also told Kenny, you're on ice the rest of the day. This guy's asking, he's asking me for more picks. I go, Kenny, I delivered you two winning doubles. You made 15-1 on your money. Just do me a favor. Mm-hmm. I'll handicap a little bit tonight. I'll be more able to produce something for you tomorrow. I can't. He's going, hey, did you see what happened last night? No, Kenny, I'm on the radio.
But I could always win more money.
No, Kenny, you're on ice. Just chill. I'll get you. I got you tomorrow.
What, you plan on turning your phone off tonight? Hey, Mike. And no, it's me. It's 2 a.m. Couldn't sleep.
I'm going to find out Kenny's betting Sha Tin in Hong Kong. Yeah, okay.
They don't race. There's no lights. They don't race at night, right?
No, they do not. Now.
That would be kind of sweet, though, Mike.
Horses hate racing at night.
Oh, really?
It actually throws their whole.
Okay, never mind.
They do a few night races. It downs after dark. It's not good for the animal.
Okay. No, I was just like, man, that would be kind of sweet.
It would. Well, I'm sure the greed will take over, and we'll have Saratoga after dark.
Saratoga Saturday night.
Right. Yeah, greed ruins everything by evidence of your college.
For the first time ever, Kentucky Derby at night.
Right. A double card.
No. Under the lights.
No.
They do it at the big house. Yes.
Well, they invented night games.
Right.
They would
admit horses and everything.
Sure. Sure.
We got this new creation. We're going to call it a horse.
Okay, just please let me get to. Okay. Dave Schoenfeld wrote this piece. I'm only sharing it with you because, man, do people seem interested. Here's your sales pitch, and it's not much of one. I don't believe it's real. I don't believe either team would make this deal. Team A, I don't think they have the appetite to do it. Team B, if they did it, would collectively need a police escort everywhere they go. But it's more of this intergalactic, why do I keep reading about it, Paul Skeens trade stuff. So fine. ESPN listed three teams that would even be capable of producing the package it would take to get them. Our Detroit Tigers are one of them. And in fact, they're the team to have the best chance to get it done. This is per ESPN, not us. Do I think the Tigers would do it? Like if the Pirates called, do I think the Tigers would say yes? No, I don't. I don't think there's any appetite to do anything like this. Scott Harris has foreshadowed their plan, and but I'm not laughing at people who say I would. Rico brings up really good points. Here's the trade. You tell me what you would do. The trade is the following. You will trade to Pittsburgh. McGonagall, Max Clark, Colt Keith, Jackson Jobe, and Sawyer Gibson Long. Now that is a lot. If you unpack it a little bit, none of the players in there not named Colt Keith are going to help you this year or next year. They're just, that's Job's hurt. The other two guys just got to double. They're not going to be a factor. So it would enhance your Scooble window. It would be Scherzer JV, maybe better. I don't know. And you're going all in. Now, do I believe the Tigers have more than 2 years to compete, win the Central? Of course I do. But the best 2 years are always going to feature Scooble, right? And if you add Skeens, there's your insurance policy. Rico, you said yes to this. I said no, but I want you to sell the yes first, and I'll ask the people what they want to do.
Well, the reason why I would say sell the yes is because it gives you the best 1-2 punch. It gives you... Now, when you go up against the Mets, you go up against the Dodgers in the World Series, you have the advantage over their hitters. It means that when you shorten the rotation, you have the best pitcher in the game in 4 of the first 5 games. So that sets up well for you. The guys that you're trading away, only one is really helping you right now. And here's the long-term thinking. Skeens can basically move into the Scooble spot. When Scooble is done, because I don't think he's going to resign here, Skeens is going to be under team control for like, what, 20, 30?
I believe he's arbitration eligible in 27. You would have him until 29.
Okay, so 2029. So it gives you a chance to keep everything going. You don't have to break the bank to try to retain Scooble. You can let him go, and you still have one of the best pitchers in baseball.
I said no because my problem is I can't suspend disbelief. I can't work around the fact Pittsburgh can't trade Skeens. because the relationship between the team and nutting their owner and the fan, it's awful. I mean, it's reached Matt Millen levels. But if they did, I don't think Tigers would be the team to do it. I don't think the Tigers have an appetite for bold swings like this. Hell, it's hard to get Tiger fan convinced they don't need a right-handed bat. This is trading for pitching Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of trying to trade for Victor Wembanyama in the NBA. I just don't see it. Now, my reason for saying no is twofold. A, I'm not trading all that for a pitcher. It's not 1990. I'm not going to get 250 innings. I'm not going to get seven complete games. It's just not how it works. And they hand out Tommy John like dinner napkins. I'm worried about that.
Fair.
Two, the best team doesn't win it in baseball. If this were basketball, and by making this trade I become the best team, I have a 75% chance I'm winning the NBA title. Just go back through history, guys. Best team wins title. Baseball doesn't happen that way. Otherwise, the Dodgers and Yankees would win it every year. So I still go back to Verlander, Scherzer. Didn't win us a World Series. Hell, we had Verlander, Scherzer, plus Porcello and David Price sitting in the back seat. Mm-hmm. Didn't win a World Series. Is it attractive? Is it exciting?
But you can't let that be the deterrent.
I know. It's not the sole deterrent. I'm saying I don't know that any move is worth this in the sport of baseball. I can't Look, if they did it, would I be mad? No. Are you kidding me? We're in the interesting business. It's interesting.
It is.
I'd be fired up. But I'm trying to remain pragmatic. But I like the fact we have a natural disagreement on this because you're not, I don't think either one of us is wrong. No. You're not wrong.
And hypothetically speaking, will probably never happen. But according to this article, if it were to happen, yes, I'm going in because you really have a window with Scooble of this year because it may be a labor strike next year.
Well, that's the other thing. At the end of next season, there's going to be labor strife in MLB, meaning 2027 doesn't start on time. It's a fascinating point. I'm not sure you make a franchise-altering move like this, but ESPN said something that backs your point up, and I'd be dishonest if I don't share it with the listener. This move, in their opinion, would not cripple or empty your farm system. You still have a borderline top 20 prospect in Rainier. He's hurt, but you have him. Briseno, Lorenzo, this Chris Rodriguez kid you just signed, international pool. I think, look, most people are going to agree with you. I'm not mad about it. I'd be fired up. But I can stand on merit and say I wouldn't do it.
No, and the other reason why, Mike, what have we been all summer long? I think we've been both teams.
Can someone do something?
Bold move. Not in the margins. This resets the margins. This makes you, this is that, whoa, the Tigers did what?
You know what it would let you do? I can't believe we're having, all right, if I say something, can you promise, back me up when David and Kenny clip this and turn it into a drop?
Okay.
It would allow you options with Scooble during the winter meetings. Not that I'm a proponent of this. Not that I would do it. I'm saying it would give you an option to shop him. If you had Skeens as your ace, you could then go, hey, you had your time to be a Tiger. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You could.
And maybe you can recuperate some of the loss that you gave up to get Skeens and get with school. It does. It gives you so many different variations.
Why am I backing up your point? No, that's not what I'm here to do.
All right.
Damn it. 2485.
You know I'm right.
You have many points where I feel that you are.
Because this all boils down to the fact, kind of like you said, if Skeens had already had Tommy John's, you'd be all in for this.
Because it just feels like they get handed out like candy. What?
If I knew that Scooble was going to be here for the next 5 years, I would say no.
I'm going to ask Rieger's
take.
We're
good.
I just saw Rieger's bald head walk in. Let me ask him his take. He's always a ball breaker. Straight to the people. We'll get some ticket texts as well. And some ball breaking at 5:30. Let's go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just talking about the, you know, impossible fantasy Skeens trade. And I was just trying to pick your brain. Why wouldn't you want to do it? Because I know, like, because you're also the same guy who's like, be aggressive at the trade deadline.
Yes.
I'm also the same. I have the same exact mentality that you do. So that's why I'm like asking you. I'm really curious because, like,
because
I don't care about prospects. Like, even if they're good, like, I'm just like, screw it. Let's just win this year. Like, maybe that's just my personality. But
no,
like,
no. I generally am with you. But there's two main things. A, starting pitching is not their biggest need. Their need is high leverage bullpen arms and a right-handed bat. But two, it goes back to what I said, Justin. This type of move, the best team doesn't win in baseball. This doesn't get you what I think it gets you, that if you go out and get a Hall of Fame quarterback, like the minute the Bucks got Tom Brady, they became a Super Bowl team, right? Mm-hmm. Or in the NBA, you make the big move to pair up a big three and you win it. I just think it's a lot to give up for a pitcher where, Justin, and I can't prove it, I might be proven wrong, Skeens may have a long career, nothing happens. I feel like it is simply a matter of when, not if, he's going to blow out. And then I'm holding the bag, and this guy's out for 2 years, and I gave up a lot of my high-end stuff.
100%. But I'm going to ask you one thing. But, like, what if it's only for 2 years? And what if he doesn't get injured?
Yeah.
And, like, because I'm thinking, the other thing is, like, I talked about Scooble. I called in like a couple weeks ago, like how dominant it is to have a pitcher like that. How dominant is, and you're the same, I think you've said it, you only use three pitchers in the postseason, three starting pitchers.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Scooble and Skeens for two out of three? Like, that's almost an automatic series win. So, like, I would, even if he's going to blow up in 2 years,
Justin,
I would
there
turn it
is,
up.
There is not a, there's no part of me that would be upset if it happened. Oh, no, I'd be amped. I'd be excited. And again, we're in a town where none of these teams want to do anything bold. But when you're just sitting here talking about it, I think both sides have absolute credibility to say yes or no to this. Both sides make sense. Justin, what you're selling is the risk-reward quotient. You're not wrong. You're not. Don't let anyone tell you you're wrong for saying if this guy was available, go after. I think the problem for me, part of in the background of why I say no to it, is I just know they're not going to do it. The Tigers aren't going to do it, and I don't think the Pirates can.
No, they can't. It would be, they would burn down the city of Pittsburgh.
But yet it keeps happening.
Because I think
it's almost like the media wants it to happen.
Because it's interesting, because they know that the Pirates are pretty much out of it, not just this year, but probably for
in
the
life
of his
they've
career.
They've been out of it since birth.
Right. It's been a long time since Willie Stargell.
Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, how you doing, buddy? Uh-oh. We're going to have to check on Mike. That's a pretty loud scene going on over there. David, ticket text while we check on Mike and the tilt-a-whirl he's riding.
Ticket text. Knee-jerk reaction to Skeens' trade was no. Rico changed my mind, though. I like the insurance for the loss of Scooble and prospect of Skeens working with Fetter, LC, in a car. There is absolutely no way Harris moves both Clark and McGonagall for a pitcher.
Agreed.
That's why I'm saying no, because I'm set in reality.
Now, if this was an Ohtani-type hitter, if this were an Aaron Judge-type hitter, and I can, look, essentially recreate the Miguel Cabrera trade. When you have a hitter, the profile of what they produce, much more predictable. It's much safer. They get hurt less. Mm-hmm. You don't lose hitters for 2 years effectively with Tommy John. It would be a different conversation. There's a lot that plays into it. Would I be mad? Oh, hell no. I'd have a blast. I wouldn't care.
Right.
Because the prospect thing, I'm with you. People like shudder when you say it, but like, how do we know Max Clark's going to be any good? Do you want, like, here, let me get you Jackson Holliday on line six.
Right.
You know, Jordan Walker. You want more of the failed prospect train? Hey, here's Royce Lewis. But again, he could also be a superstar. I'm not letting the prospect stop me. I think the Tigers can get to a World Series by doing a lot less and giving up a lot less. They need high leverage bullpen arms. Mm-hmm. And I'll go to my grave. They need a right-handed bat.
No, they absolutely need a right-handed bat. Bullpen arms, yes. But to me, Skeens is a one of one. Like, he's not just any starting pitcher. He's the best.
The starting pitcher from the right side.
Yeah. If you add him, yes, when you go, you've become better. That you're not going to be the best team in the regular season. You've now set yourself up to be the best team in the postseason. That in World Series, you have something to compete with the Dodgers and against the Mets. Yeah.
David,
absolutely, I make this trade.
Ticket text.
Yeah, from Rick, I think that is way too much for him. I would minus a few players, but because I can't change the parameters of the deal, I am at a no.
Okay. And the Colt Keith one hurts. He's hitting the baseball. He's giving you positional flexibility. I think if anything, though, the Tigers do have a dearth of left-handed bats. You could deal one. Look, like right now, I'll give you an example. If it helped me get a high-leverage reliever, I'm not telling you I want to do it. I'm just saying, would anyone shriek if they traded Kerry Carpenter? And if it landed you a Bednar, if it landed you a Chapman, right. Look, I don't think the teams in division are going to deal, but if I could get Griffin Jacks for a Kerry Carpenter, I'm doing it.
And
I love Kerry.
Right, but you have to realize a lot of people, when you make these trades, it's not going to be for some fringe player like, oh, well, you know what, just give them our garbage. No, if you want good quality players, it's going to sting. It's going to hurt. It may be one of the guys that you really thought was going to turn into something. And he'll turn into something for somebody else. And then you'll have your very own Wyatt Langford for years to come.
And again, I've let it go. It's fine.
Jake from Clarkson texts in. He says, I'd rather have Chris Sale. Skeens is not proven out in October yet. Asking price is too high for the unknown.
But Sale is dead. He broke his ribs.
He can't help you right now.
Only trade for Skeens if you sign Scooble.
Why?
Hmm.
Why does that matter? I don't understand that.
I think you would trade for Skeens because it would, and you put it best, Mike. I know you weren't trying to help me out, but you did.
I know. I hate that.
You walk into the winter meetings, you got options. Hey, you know what? You got a better deal someplace else. You're not going to re-sign with us? Okay. Market's open. It's like, Billy Ray and those guys.
Then your rotation is Skeens, Mize, yeah. Olsen.
Yeah, it's trading places out on the Wall Street thing. All right, we're opening it up for Scooble. Who wants to buy? Come on. We're
Crops
taking
report.
All offers.
Right.
Mr.
Beeks.
I'll buy. Yes.
Yes, David.
To your point, someone did text in and say, I think Colt Keith is the next McKinstry with talent. He has adapted and thrived at every sign of adversity. So, no, I would not do this deal for that reason alone. Wait, I want him on my roster.
The next McKinstry?
That's what he's saying.
You mean guy who's a lifetime 230 hitter who's had a Disney movie first half?
No.
He said, I think Colt Keith is McKinstry with talent.
Oh!
I was about to say, put some respect on this name.
Yeah.
All-star.
Right. After the All-Stars decide they don't want to play and then they invite you.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, then.
He still gets to play.
Hey, I'm just happy for all the people. I just hope there wasn't a bunch of ruptured testicles last night when the announcement was made.
I don't think people cared that they lost last night. It was a big celebration.
It turned into
before
a vision quest for some of these fans, and I'm going, why are you so deeply invested in this? You have four All-Stars.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Last night, that was the city of Detroit and the fawning fanboys. Oh, my God. That was the collective noise. I wondered what I heard last night.
Maybe.
Can a city pull a Nick Lidstrom in Philadelphia? Ruptured testicle. Who knows? I think Detroit did last night.
They did. They got
Zach McKinstry's in. All is right with the world. You'd think the announcement was made. Cancer's cured.
Right.
God bless. Go have a wonderful time. You know what else is true? I ain't watching. I don't care. I don't care about the All-Star game. You could have no Tigers in the game. Means nothing to me.
It's lost its luster. Back in the day,
it's the Pro Bowl. That's all it is.
It used to be, when I was younger, man, it was must watch. Like, man, these are the best of the best. Now it's nobody wants to play. You got the bastardized home run derby that takes 10 hours.
I just care that they're 14 games up in the division. They win two out of every three games.
No.
That's what I care about.
Because now you don't even want your players to play in the game. I don't want you to get hurt. Just sit it out. Let the, guy who's sitting on the sideline, take your spot.
So Zach isn't the best of the best, Rico? What?
He's not even close, but we'll move on.
How dare you?
No.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the people. I've forced Kenny to stop. This man is firing left and right on horse races today. It's out of control. David, what do you have?
Let's trade for Skeens. It would absolutely maximize our window for the championship this city desperately needs. Let's do it.
I would be thrilled, but A, it's not going to happen, and B, I don't think it needs to happen. Couple bullpen arms and a right-handed bat. Why can't you win the World Series?
And to that point, any trade needs to be a guarantee ring, and since I can't do that, I'm not going to make this trade.
Yeah, I don't think any trade. I think trades of this scope have to put you in the catbird seat. Like, it has to put you in a position where you go, look, it's going to take a lot for us not to get this done. And the texter's right. I can't do that with baseball. Baseball is very coin flippy. Look at what's happened to my Yankees over the last 17 years. It's just 16, excuse me. Like, the best team doesn't win. Now, yes, last year the Dodgers did, but that's more the exception, not the rule.
So you happened to mention Kerry Carpenter in the conversation regarding something, and someone did contact, did text in and say, guys, you can get two or three relievers the caliber of Bednar or Chapman for Kerry Carpenter, so I would understand trading him. I'm understanding of that.
Yeah, I only brought it up as I don't want to deal him. I was making a point that you have a dearth of left-handed bats. And look, if someone's going to offer me a high leverage reliever for a guy I can't play against lefties and who hasn't been great this year, I'm probably doing it. Not that I want to or that I'm propagating it. I was making a point. This roster's good enough. You can trade a name and be just fine.
I know you guys say no, but the last segment in Football Today, the app was Saratoga Trivia. I absolutely love Saratoga. Mike, you got me going.
Thank you very much. Look, we try to have a little fun.
You sell your sport. You really need to be on the board of directors.
There is none. That's the problem. It's like college football. There's no central governing body. Every state, every track.
You know what? The TV stations are just ruining this sport.
Not quite, but horse racing does enough to destroy itself. Don't worry. There's plenty of that.
Sorry, Rieger.
Rieger, hello. Wojo, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I want to apologize to Wojo as he sits down.
Yeah?
I want to sincerely apologize.
Oh my gosh, I'm
because
so excited.
I broke my own rule with a topic today, and I did a nonsense trade from ESPN by a nonsense writer. You might know the guy. And the people loved it. So I'm sorry, you're probably going to have to endure it because you know Rieger's all in.
Well, oh, you think I would make that trade?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, heartbeat. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't you swear you wouldn't do the Paul Skeens trade-arama?
I didn't until the ESPN thing where it had three teams, specific offers, and the Tigers were the team that absolutely has the best shot to get it done. And I go, okay, fine. Fine, here's your one time.
Did we decide we want to do it?
Yes, I think the majority of people did.
No?
Oh, I did. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not giving all that up for a pitcher.
It sounds like a lot from what I understand.
It sounds like a lot, Wojo, but it's short-term and long-term.
Yeah.
Short-term, it makes you the best team in baseball, I think, going into the postseason. And when you go up against whether it's the Yankees or whoever, you're going to go shorten that rotation 4 out of 5 times. You're going to have the best pitcher in baseball on the mound.
I just wouldn't want to spin the Tommy John wheel.
There it is.
With another pitcher.
I guess, but you can counter that with something nobody said.
Okay, but here's the thing. Wojo, it's like in any sport. An injury can happen at any moment, at any time.
No,
you can't play scared.
But if you're giving up 4 guys who are not pitchers, you much less chance you're losing one for a year and a half.
Okay, yeah, but who's to say those 4 guys turn out to be anything?
There it is.
Two of them are prospects that
have yet to actually work out.
Look, the counterpoint is actually mine, which is starting pitching's not their biggest need. I don't even know that it is a need. It's high leverage relievers, plural, and a right-handed bat, period. That's the needs. I don't have to give up this type of stuff to get those things.
Yeah, but this trade, you really only care about 3 guys, right? You care about Keith, you don't care about Joe because you're getting Skeens, and you care about McGonagall, and you care about Clark.
I don't think that's fair.
Mike brought up
a great point. Sawyer, Gibson, Long?
He brought up a great point from my side. Here's the thing. You walk in with leverage with Skubal. Okay, you don't want to resign, because I don't think he resigns here, so you can move him and try to recuperate some of the loss that you had.
Are there finally whispers that Pittsburgh is going to try to trade him?
No, that's it's people thing. Like it's you writing happen. Articles.
Yeah, but
well, I'm not whispering anything.
No, let's say of the three guys, Colt, Keith, McGonigal, and Clark, how many of those guys will actually work out? If one doesn't, you're still
Excuse
in great
me,
shape.
Rieger, can I turn to my left and speak to Michael?
You don't have to ask permission.
I hate you. I hate you.
That's why I apologize.
You planted this in his little head over
it's
there.
That's why
and
I
he
apologize.
He won't get off of it ever.
Why don't
now?
You hate Rico? He, too, is pro-trade.
You know.
No, well, tell me, Rico.
Right here.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh. All right.
His arm?
We'll Mike, will you tell the people?
I'm a lefty.
Rico just did.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm a lefty.
Wow. I'm pretty sure they saw it on the YouTube.